Welcome to Internet Radio Rewind, the weekly review of the streaming audio industry from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill. This program is sponsored by Audioboom. Get trending content from the world's biggest broadcasters like the BBC and NPR, as well as your favorite local stations and sports teams. And not to forget, the riotous Russell Brand podcast, exclusively on Audioboom. By the way, the Audioboom mobile app is terrific for listening and also for creating audio. On the creating side, the app makes it easy, and one of its best features is that you can record on the fly when you're out and about, and even trim the recording before uploading it. That's really useful and easy to do. Rain Summit West happened last Sunday as hundreds of online audio industry professionals gathered at the Westgate Hotel and Conference Center in Las Vegas. The keynote speech was delivered by Anthony Bay, CEO of the on-demand music service RDO. He revealed an upcoming feature currently in development called RDO Live, which will bring broadcast radio stations into the music listening platform. I talked to Anthony Bay about this feature, which he called a win-win-win for broadcasters, listeners, and advertisers. The idea is to expose radio stations to listeners who might not otherwise discover those stations, and to provide a new dimension to the RDO experience. The radio station feature is not live yet. If you're an RDO user, you can expect to see it rolled out later this year. Here's a major music industry report. The International Federation of Phonographic Industries, the IFPI, released its annual revenue report describing the finances of the global record industry for 2014. 2014 was the first year that digital channels and physical channels accounted for the same proportion of revenue, 46% each. 2014 was also the first year that total revenue for the recording industry around the world dropped below $15 billion. Some other facts? About 41 million people now pay for music subscriptions. That's compared with 28 million in the previous year, and revenue from those plans increased 39% to about $1.5 billion. Those subscriptions accounted for 23% of global digital music revenue. Ad-supported streaming also posted an increase of almost 39% in revenue. Is Spotify worth $8.4 billion? That's the reported valuation as the on-demand music service seeks another round of funding, this time for $400 million. Earlier this year, Spotify scored $500 million in capital funds. Most people assume that large private fundraising is a substitute for issuing an initial public offering on the U.S. stock market. At least that's the assumption in Spotify's case. It's not necessarily true, of course. Many companies that launch IPOs are privately funded. Pandora went the IPO route a few years ago. Its valuation on the open market has fluctuated enormously, ranging up to $7 billion and currently sitting below $4 billion. For industry observers, the advantage to a company going public is transparency. Pandora's quarterly earnings reports give a much more detailed view into its business than you can see in privately held companies. A new music app called 6 Seconds was launched the other day. The parent company is called DAR FM, and that company is owned by Michael Robertson. He's a veteran disruptor in the digital music space. If you have a long memory, you might recall that Robertson founded MP3.com and eventually sold it. He has launched non-music startups also, but is mainly reputed for his innovations in music technology, downloading before it was mainstream, and streaming music now. 6 Seconds is a clever idea that turns 100,000 radio stations into an on-demand jukebox. You search for an artist or a song, and the app finds radio stations that are just starting to play it. The app is getting a lot of attention for tying radio into streaming, and Robertson is marketing it as an alternative to Pandora. That's because you can skip songs and stations as much as you want, unlike Pandora's limited skip policy. A company that has been tormenting the podcast industry with patent infringement lawsuits has been pushed back hard by the U.S. government. Podcasters can thank the Electronic Frontier Foundation, commonly known as the EFF, for pushing the government to push back. In December, the EFF filed for a review of the patent held by a company called Personal Audio, seeking to establish that the patent grant was invalid. The action succeeded, we learned this week, with five crucial points in the patent invalidated by the U.S. Patent Office. So, why did the Patent Office grant the patent in the first place? That's a good question with an unknown answer, but at least the patent system allows for the kind of review that happened here. Now, Personal Audio, the patent holder, had already won some major settlements in its string of lawsuits. The most publicized case involved Adam Carolla, the comedian and star podcaster who spent over $500,000 defending his case, which was eventually dropped. The EFF's success in this matter does not necessarily make Personal Audio go away, but the invalidation of key patent points does make it more difficult to build a case and discourages future lawsuits. That's a wrap for this edition of Internet Radio Rewind from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill. This program is sponsored by Audioboom. The Audioboom app learns what you like based on your listening history, so you're always getting great new shows without having to search around. Our theme music is by Valtteri Kujala. His music and royalty-free license options are at valtterikujala.com. Remember, subscribe to Rain Daily Digest. Join thousands of professionals with the everyday heartbeat of Internet radio. Look for the blue button at rainnews.com.